There have been a few bumps in the road since ride-hailing services Uber and Lyft started operating in upstate New York more than a month ago. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, one concern has been traffic congestion in a small, popular area of downtown Syracuse.
Weekend nights in Armory Square can become packed with young people going to bars and restaurants closely located in a few blocks. Add to that the influx of Uber and Lyft drivers navigating one-way streets with pedestrians crossing, sometimes intoxicated, and the area is starting to get overcrowded. Syracuse Common Councilor Stephen Thompson says police are working with ride-hailing drivers and the mayor's administration to come up with a solution.
You have patrons leaving establishments, restaurants, and bars, and they want to take ride-sharing, so they wander around the street looking for them. The Ubers and Lyfts don't have a specific designated place to park because that isn't what they were brought on to be. Taxis were brought on to sit and wait.
A part of Walton Street in Armory Square closes to traffic on weekend nights, so taxis can idle there and pick up customers. Thompson says one answer might be to have a designated spot for ride-hailing cars. Uber says it has been in contact with the mayor's office to make sure ride-sharing downtown is safe. But concerns are also being raised with college students returning soon. Plus, there's always more traffic around the Carrier Dome during Syracuse University football and basketball games and concerts. SU also says they're proactively working with Uber and Lyft to come up with a plan. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.